from Fulton Homes, and 620 KTAR cares for kids.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days in the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I'll watch the hood wink. Does it make you stop think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman.
And now, the men who put the P.U. back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
It is Ken Colburn right across from me, Brandon Disney across from you. Well, actually, we're both right in front of you, unless you're standing backwards and facing the rear in your car when you're driving, or I guess if you're on your computer facing the wrong way.
I was busy reading emails from our lavish listeners.
It is the computer corner, by the way.
There you have it.
And your voice is getting suddenly louder. That's good. Yeah, that's usually something you do before you get on the air.
Well, if you're a professional.
There you are.
Hey, you had a baby girl.
I did have a baby girl.
Well, tell the people all about your baby girl.
What would you like to tell me to tell her?
How about the name?
Morgan.
Uh-huh.
What else?
Middle name.
Oh, Meredith, I'm sorry.
Yeah, and the last name is?
The same as mine.
Disney.
Right.
MMD.
Right.
She's beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
She was spectacular.
But you're like basically her uncle, so you wouldn't know if she wasn't because you're too emotionally involved.
No.
Like
she's,
I am.
She's beautiful.
Yeah, but
she's
what beautiful. Do you know? But thank you.
Yeah, the term ugly like a baby does not apply to Morgan.
You know what? I it does have nothing to do with computers and my friends, I have some really, really cool friends, and my friends got together and did something that I thought was pretty unique and kind of cool. They each, they're like six friends that are couples, and they each decided that one day for the whole week, they would bring us dinner. So one couple brought us dinner on Tuesday night, because we got home from the hospital on Monday. So, you know, on Tuesday night, then Wednesday night, another couple, and each night it was a surprise. And, you know, we knew who was coming, but we didn't know what they were bringing. And each night through the whole week, and we still got another 2 days of that. And it was just kind of cool, because, you know, you just one less thing you have to deal with, and more time to spend with the new baby, and it was just kind of a cool thing.
Giving the folks an idea, if you've got a friend having a baby, hey.
Especially with the second, because you've already got all the clothes and all the toys and all the stuff you could ever need. So, you know, and parent people don't want to give you diapers, because that's not very personal, but this is something that's personal, that's very useful, very thoughtful, which is really cool.
Yeah, and you got our Subway coupons on our night, right?
A Subway coupon.
Hey, folks.
Some of them brought me takeout. They didn't actually have to cook some of them.
If you have a Windows-based computer, chances are you had some dealings with something called the blaster worm in this past week that...
Doing a computer show?
Yeah.
Oh, hey, my bad.
Computer corner. So we switched up our theme for this week and decided we better... Yeah, we better get a clue. We better re-emphasize what we tend to re-emphasize every show and every newsletter, which is securing your PC. Clearly, we've not done a good enough job. We take this on our own shoulders that
we failed.
Well, actually, no.
You and I failed.
I think the people that listen to our show that subscribe to our newsletter were probably pretty safe, but obviously that represents a very small portion of the 300,000 plus machines that got hit in this past week.
Yeah.
Clearly not all in Phoenix.
Our board op technical director, he was telling me that he's one of the proud.
Russ?
Yeah. He got hit, and he was asking, you know, like a lot of people, I've got the little patch, I put that in, but do I need to also go and see about removing that worm? And the answer is yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I got a seatbelt on, but now can I just drive with my eyes closed? Well, I mean, I guess you can, but I wouldn't recommend it, so... You know, yeah.
I'm trying to work with that analogy.
Yeah, no, don't think about it too much. It may really, really hurt you.
Basically, folks, if you haven't, I mean, I can't imagine if you're on the internet and have a Windows-based PC that you haven't seen something or gone to some resource. But if you haven't, we're going to reemphasize it again this week. If you go to our website, datadoctors.com, simply click on the radio show section, you'll see a plethora of resources, including a new hoax that was just announced last night. There's an email floating around out there posing as a Microsoft Windows update that you just click on and it'll update your system for you.
You will never get an update that way. Microsoft will never mail the update to you. They may mail you information telling you where you can get an update and download, but they will never mail you the actual update as an attachment.
This one actually has the attachments. We have the information posted on the radio show page, also on the latest news section of datadoctors.com. You can see exactly what it looks like in its current form. Obviously, people are going to change it up and copy it around. But the bottom line here is, if you ever get an email that has an attachment claiming to be a Windows update, don't ever, ever open that attachment.
And you know what? That rule pretty much goes for most anything that has to do with security or patches. I don't know that I've ever seen Symantec, which makes the Norton antivirus product, or McAfee, or any of the companies, Zone Alarm, the companies that things that we recommend on a regular basis, they have never, to my knowledge, sent out something with an attachment saying, here's a patch you need. They may send out something saying, you need a patch, and here's where you get it, which should be at their website, which should have their website name in it somewhere. But there's no company I can think of that legitimately is going to send out these kinds of attachments for any mainstream piece of software out there that you're using, especially in the security or protection area of your computer.
Jim writes, along the whole virus worm situation, and by the way, folks, the difference between a virus and a worm is a worm can pretty much worm its way through networks, through the internet, spreading itself from computer to computer. A virus typically requires some interaction with the user, like opening an attachment, emailing, floppy disk, that kind of thing. So a lot of people have that question. Get that out of the way.
But can pretty much be thought of as basically the same thing to you, because they hurt your computer and hurt the internet and hurt other things.
They're both bad.
Right.
And by the way, there's more to come along this line. Somebody's going to, and they've already re-engineered, there's been two or three variations of the blaster worm already been created to clean up some of the anomalies that they had. So this is not like, okay, it's over. It's just the first phase. Just like with Code Red, there was a Code Red 2. There's going to be another attack along this line. So if you sidestep the whole thing and thought you're cool, don't assume anything. Get yourself protected today if you haven't already done so. Jim asks, presumably someone somewhere attempts to track down and identify the hackers designing and spreading viruses. Yes, in fact, the Secret Service is investigating as many different places as they can to try to figure out where this thing actually was launched. And a lot of times they can actually figure it out based on who got hit first.
And why would it be the Secret Service, you ask? Well, it is a federal and actually a global issue, because it's not something that is affecting a state, so the state government's out of it. It's not something that's affecting a county, so it's got to go to the federal level. And it is something that costs millions, if not more, dollars for the economy and for people to try to fight this thing and keep ahead of it. And so these big ones like this especially, they do go after and try to find these people, and sometimes they're successful and sometimes they're not. So,
yeah, and Jim wants to know if there's any criminal sanctions. Yes, actually, it's a federal felony to be getting involved with the release of malicious code of this nature. And he's saying perhaps an onslaught of civil suits with accompanying legal judgments, warrants, seizure of property, so on and so forth. Actually, the people that they have caught, they pretty much have skinned them alive.
The last big one was when the Melissa virus came out, and they tracked that one down, and that was a big one that affected a lot, and they made a pretty public display of what they did to that guy.
Well, actually, after that, the guy in the Philippines.
Oh, yeah.
That the student at a university in the Philippines. Is it the Philippines or the Philippines?
I like Philippines. It's easier to,
well,
you know.
My Filipino friends, though.
It's easier to pronunciate.
Yeah. So anyway, yeah, you will, if they find this person, they'll definitely
make them pay.
Flog them legally. But he does bring up an interesting point. Against the appropriate adult in the case of a minor, there are a whole bunch of what we call script kiddies out there. Folks, if you've got a teenage person that's really into computers, there's a very high likelihood they've played around with the different websites that show you how to create these things. And a lot of these things, just based on the lack of expertise in generating, like this blaster worm, as pervasive as it was actually very poorly written. If somebody really that knew what they were doing had written this thing, it could have been a whole lot worse than it was. So you might want to make absolutely sure your child is not involved in any of this type of activity, because if they are, guess what? It's going to fall to you as the parents.
That's right.
And you can't say, I didn't know, because the law doesn't care.
We're talking security on this week's Computer Corner right here, 602-277-5827. We've got a free line open. If you've got security questions, you want to know how do I secure something, you want to know if I'm secure, we might be able to answer those things. You never know. If it's some other kind of question, we'll take that too. Again, 602-277-5827 is the number you want to dial right now. Check out also the resources at our website, datadoctors.com. Click on the radio section. You'll see links to the things we're talking about today, and also a link at the bottom to ask a question or make a suggestion right here on the air.
We're done having a baby, so join us for Computer Talk when we come back from this break.